Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care is a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Executive Director of the Indianola YMCA, Heather Hewlin, about reopening the building.
The Indianola YMCA is opening today, obviously with some changes with the governor's recommendations. First of all, just kind of talk about the process of reopening the Y and the communication with the YMCA of Greater Des Moines.
Thank you for inviting me, Andrew, to talk about that. It's always great when we can try to educate the community on what they can expect, because for our members, coming in today, it's very different than the Y that, closed down on March 17th. So the governor had actually allowed Warren County fitness centers to open up on May 1. The Y isn't really just a fitness center, though. We do have so much more. And May 1st, there was just no way that we could get all the things taken care of that needed to be in place for our safety, for our staff, and for our members. Thankfully, being part of the association, the Greater Des Moines Association, Warren County was opened up first. Like I said, we could have opened May 1, but I've had the help and the support of the Greater Des Moines Association. All the operations team have been working closely together, meetings after meetings, Zoom meetings, and putting a plan together following the CDC, the Y of USA, and the Iowa Y Alliance. And then, of course, in communications with our local and state public health. Anyway, so a lot had to be considered, following all those guidelines when you're a community place. And, obviously, we have a capacity to have larger numbers, and you're talking about social distancing. You're talking about, cleaning on a schedule and making sure that you can get the supplies even, making sure that we have masks for staff, hand sanitizers, all the supplies that you need that are necessary to make sure that we are doing our due diligence to make sure that we are providing a safe environment for all. So that has been a big process for us, but very, very important. So also really excited to be opening, though, because it is, it's nice to be moving forward, but doing it in a slow phased approach is what we're doing.
We'll talk a little bit about the new guidelines, what you're going to have to go through, and what residents and members who want to go and work out or spend time at the Y will have to go through.
When people walk in right away, and this is for staff too, staff and members, when they walk in, there will be a pre-screening questionnaire. So it's just a few questions, just to make sure that everybody that is in the building is healthy and should be in there. Of course, we are really asking and encouraging anybody in a high-risk category to stay home. If they've been exposed to COVID or if they're taking care of somebody who's had COVID, they're in a high-risk category. We prefer that, they just stay home and be safe, follow what the guidelines are. Anyway, so we have the pre-screening that everybody will do. And then the facility right now, mainly the wellness floor is what is going to be open. Our gym is closed. The racquetball court is closed. The locker rooms are closed. We are not offering Group X classes in the studios right now. We do have virtual classes online, and those are continuing and seem to be a nice option for connecting and keeping our members moving. And the pools right now, our Governor Reynolds has not opened up pools at this point. So right now, when we open here, we are offering mainly just the upper level, which is the cardio equipment, the cycles, and the free motion weight area, along with the free weight area. And of course, those areas are set up for social distancing. Members are asked to clean their equipment before they use it and after. And then we have staff dedicated up in that upper level to go around and sanitize the equipment and make sure that it is ready for the next person to come in. Also, they'll be monitoring to make sure that people are distancing themselves from each other. So our capacity then is much smaller than normal. In each area of those program areas have a maximum capacity.
Well, and then last question before we let you go is, what has kind of been the response from the community, from those you've talked to, knowing that they are frequent members of the Y, sometimes members of the Y, kind of what has been the feedback and response that you've gotten to not only closing but now reopening?
Our CEO sent out a video, including a survey to our members, and because we just kind of wanted to know what is the feeling of the membership? How do they feel about the offerings we have? What's important under the guidelines, under, making sure that, number one, safety is, being held up and that's our priority. So it limits what we can do right now. However, we're trying to do what we can within those guidelines. And thankfully, the member survey results from Indianola branch was very similar to the results from the other branches in our association as well. And really, everything that we're opening up in this first phase right now, and unfortunately, I don't know how long this phase will last, but in this first phase right now, we're able to offer what members are saying is important. Now, we do have, members that are typically just the swimmers. They just love to come in and get their laps in. Unfortunately, we're not able to do anything about that right now. The governor has the mandate that pools are closed. However, we do have a plan in place for when that does reopen. We have our, it's like a five-phase step approach to opening back up. Anyway, so it's nice out, thankfully, and so, people that want it can be active and run outside, so encouraging people to keep moving if they're not able to come and join us right now or don't feel comfortable coming and joining us, but we are definitely going to be, making sure that safety is important and phasing through this and hopefully get back to being to offer more for our members.
Once again, that was Heather Hewlin discussing the YMCA opening. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.